This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. Since Colorado's red flag law took effect 5 years ago, where you live and the type of threat dictate how likely it's to get used. The law allows guns to be taken away from people that are a threat to others or themselves. More than half of the counties in Colorado have declared themselves Second Amendment counties. That means they don't support the idea of using the law to temporarily take guns. Chris Konopke is a gun violence prevention researcher at the CU School of Medicine.
One of the things that seems to stand out as a difference between the Second Amendment sanctuary counties and the other counties is that lower level or perceived to be lower level threats aren't as likely to be pursued.
Konopke did find if the type of threat was extreme, the law has been used more consistently despite philosophical differences. College students at the University of Northern Colorado will see tuition increase next school year. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
The UNC Board of Trustees approved the hikes to fill ever-growing budget gaps. Tuition for undergraduate students will increase 3%, for out-of-state undergraduates and grad students, 4%, and student fees at the Greeley Institution will also rise 4%. There is, however, help for students with the greatest financial need. Earlier this year, the school announced the UNC Tuition Promise, where eligible students receive up to 16 credits a semester free. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A flood advisory is in effect for areas on the western slope, including Grand Junction, Fruta, and Redlands. Forecasters say minor flooding in low-lying areas is possible until 7:15 tonight. This is CPR News.